Hachette Audio presents See a Little Light, The Trail of Rage and Melody, written by Bob Mould with Michael Azarad, read by Bob Mould.
Preface. You see this button? If I push this button, you'll be blacklisted from every clothing optional resort in Palm Springs! I'm not one for vacations. The idea of setting up camp in an idyllic but remote parcel of land, like western Costa Rica or a Bayview motel in central Florida, doesn't do it for me. I'm a people watcher. Most days I sit alone or with a companion, the parade of humanity tumbling and unraveling in front of me. I love pedestrian cities with mass transit, town squares for shopping and dining, and coffee shops with free Wi-Fi. I love the measured and gently oscillating pace of socially progressive, medium-scale world cities, Amsterdam, San Francisco, Berlin. Give me a leisurely late-morning walk to the Blumenmarkt for a apple pancake washed down with a double espresso, tempered by a few hits of weed, and I'm on vacation. Give me a seat in the Castro Plaza, watching the late afternoon fog roll eastward from the Pacific Ocean over Twin Peaks and into Eureka Valley, and I'm on vacation. Give me a crisp evening stroll down Mottstrasse for a takeaway schnitzel, a scoop of ice cream, and an hour of fun at a neighborhood bar, and I'm on vacation. Since 2005, the Coachella Music Festival has become one of my annual vacations. Sure, it's a busman's holiday, but over the course of 30 years in the music business, I've earned not only my keep, but the perennial all-access wristband and Lot A artist parking that makes everything a whole lot easier. The three-day festival takes place in mid-April at the Polo Grounds in Indio, a town 25 miles southeast of Palm Springs, California. In 2009, I was finally playing at Coachella. Saturday, 2:30 p.m., Gobi Stage. It's not the main stage, or even the second stage, but the time slot was good, early enough to make a strong impression before people began suffering from sun and or alcohol poisoning. Friday morning, Michael and I flew from Dulles to LAX, rented a car, and drove east on I-10 to Highway 111, which cuts south to the Desert Valley. Once in Palm Springs, we stopped at Coffee, a mid-century-style coffee shop, then at a drugstore for sunscreen, snacks, and a case of bottled water, before finally arriving at our accommodations, a clothing-optional resort strictly for men. I'd stayed here many times over the years, the most memorable being in 2007, when the local police were called to apprehend a whacked-out...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?